Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we hope everybody's having a good morning out there on this Thursday, October 24th. This is episode 1519, and we've got a gob of stuff coming up over the weekend, as we mentioned. No Dalton today. He is off. He'll be back on Monday. Rockville is at Blackman for high school football. That's tomorrow night.
You guys are jerks.
Okay. Appreciate your input there, Dalton. And that will start at 7 o'clock for that game, 6:30 pregame. And we've got Murphy's matchups at 6.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of sports stuff.
Election day is 12 days from today. Early voting until October 31st. I'll just be glad when it's over one way or the other, honestly. Halloween is in 7 days, so you look forward to that. Fall back to standard time in 10 days. And Thanksgiving break is 31 days away. Just can't believe it. Pretty soon there'll be snow on the ground and Santa and the reindeer going through, you know,
really
the area.
You think you're predicting a white Christmas?
I think so. I think it's going to be white.
Wow.
Well, we haven't had rain in 32 days. It's bound to catch up. Thanksgiving Day's in 35 days. And, of course, today is Throwback Thursday. We don't know what year we're talking about yet, but we'll be flashbacking to another year. We could have changed it to Flashback Friday, too. You know, we could have done that, too.
Well, I guess we could have. Yeah. I like Throwback Thursday. It's got a good ring.
Kind of like Flashback Friday. You're flashing back. Well, throwing it back. Throwing back Thursday. But Throwback Thursday was the first one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What would Wednesday be?
Wacky Wednesday.
No, that's not wacky.
Yeah. Weird, wacky Wednesday.
Okay. That's every day here. I've had an interesting evening yesterday evening.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter and I were coming home from an event. And all of a sudden, we pull into our driveway. We smell skunk.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, we get out. I let the dog out. I'm always scared to let the dog out when I smell skunk, you know. Well, we went back in the backyard. No problem. The smell finally inside the house, you know how it'll linger.
Yeah.
It went away. But I got into my car this morning to come to work, and there's skunk smell in there.
You got one around somewhere.
You think it's in my, you know, car?
No. They could be.
But, I mean, I drove off. It's still, I can still smell it here. Like,
yeah.
It's like inside my car.
Maybe you ran over one or got close to one on the side of the road and
it
sprayed you?
Maybe, but we didn't smell it till we got pulled into the house.
Hmm.
So we didn't hit anything. I know that. So. It's weird. What can I do? What shall I do?
Maybe it sprayed the car. I ran over one time.
Yeah.
And it was weeks before that smell went away.
I'm thinking about taking it to the car wash this afternoon, and seeing if that'll help, if it's just lingering around the, you know. But it was just weird the way we pulled in, and then that's when we smelled it.
So for some reason, at my house, since the lot behind me is vacant, there are all kinds of critters.
Right.
I mean, I can pull up and there may be 10 bunnies in the yard or several squirrels in the yard, you know. And skunks, I guess, come around every so often as well. And I had one, it's been more than once, that sprayed somewhere near my air conditioning unit outside.
Oh, so it would.
And it was, the smell was in the house for, I mean, at least a week. It was bad.
Oh, goodness. I can't imagine that. But the house doesn't smell, so that's good. So I know I've eliminated.
But it did initially.
But it did. Well, it always does. Like when a possum gets, you know, you have it for a little while, for about an hour. So I don't know. I'm really interested to find out what that goes away. And you don't really smell it in the car once you get started.
Maybe you need a skunk detector.
Did they make those?
I don't know. I guess you could put a camera in the backyard or around the house and see if you see one walking around.
Well, and I didn't see one this morning when I let him out. Of course, it was kind of dark when I let the dog out. So, yeah. But
Usually if they hear some noise, they're going to go away, but they may leave behind a little scent, you know.
I just don't understand why the car is still, you know.
It had to have been a pretty strong odor when you first got there then.
Oh, yeah, it was strong. Yeah, yeah. I don't
that
know.
That stuff lingers. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Sorry. I hate it. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, you're a big help. 617, we got weather coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 50. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the middle to upper 80s. Winds southwest, 5 to 10. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 58. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Make one of our Rutherford County locations your pre- or post-voting spot. Stop by Toots and make sure you get out and vote. This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, reminding you to get out and vote and stop by one of our locations for a $6.99 lunch special afterwards.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. It's an election year, so it's very important that you get out and vote. Right, Jack?
Yep. It's real important that everyone gets out and vote this year. Toots.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Night two in the NBA had 10 games on the schedule. The Bucks beat the 76ers in Philadelphia 124-109. Damian Lillard, 30 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 25 points, 14 rebounds in the win. Philadelphia did not have stars Joel Embiid or Paul George due to injury. Suns over the Clippers in LA, 116-113 in overtime. Kevin Durant, 25 points. Bradley Beal, 24 points in the win for Phoenix. Grizzlies down the Jazz in Utah, 126-124 in his return. Ja Morant for Memphis had 22 points and 10 assists. Warriors beat the Trailblazers in Portland, 139-104. Steph Curry for Golden State, a near triple-double, 17 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. Hawks over the Nets, 120-116. Pelicans without Zion Williamson, who was out with an illness, beat the Bulls, 123-111. Cavaliers over the Raptors, 136-106. Magic beat the Heat, 116-97. Pacers over the Pistons, 115-109. And the Hornets down the Rockets, 110-105.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on the Wake Up Crew, and I don't know if you know this, Brian, but we're powered right here at WGNS by Middle Tennessee Electric. The United Communications, MTE's internet company, is a nationally recognized and award-winning producer of internet and phone services for both residential and enterprise class businesses in Middle Tennessee. Learn more at mte.com/internet And United Communications, that's it. Fast, local, and fiber. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
I did know that.
Of course you did. Well, is there anything you don't know?
Well, sure there is.
Name one thing you don't know something about. Say you,
pandas. Say,
pandas?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I know a little bit about pandas.
Really?
No, not really. I'm just lying. All right. We're ready for our song of the day. These are the most annoying songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Pretty annoying.
Now, we've had PPAP.
You liked that one, didn't you?
Pin, pineapple, apple, pin. It kind of grew on me a little bit. Disco Duck, I like that one. Now, but I can understand why nobody liked any of those two.
Well, it's just annoying. It's not that they don't like them, but they're annoying songs.
Wonderful Christmas Time, that's the one you hate, by Paul McCartney.
Because
the choir of children, a little sweet choir of children sing ding dong, ding dong.
I think it's just the lyrics and how it went together. The music itself.
You
is
can't
annoying.
Explain it to me. Dalton and I love that song.
Yeah. You keep loving it. It's still annoying.
No, it's not annoying. It's not. It's on my playlist.
It doesn't make it not annoying.
Who Let the Dogs Out? Is that one?
Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people had a ball because Billy Bongans get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infesting mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm a no get angry.
Do you find that annoying?
Not really. Who Let the Dogs Out? I did find it annoying because they played it over and over again. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody played it so often. Don't you think?
Get back, Ruffy. Bye, Scruffy. Get back, you flea-infested mongrel.
Oh, I've said that about you a couple times.
Well, those are great lyrics.
That's what I said. I've said that about you a couple times, especially the flea-infested part.
Oh, okay.
I think you don't like it, though.
I find it annoying, yes.
Okay, you know why you do.
Why?
Because it's talking about your babies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah.
It's kind of an anti-dog thing a little bit.
Well, maybe.
And I think you hold grudges about it.
I haven't liked it even before I had dogs, so.
Okay. Boy, are you in a good mood. Do you have a skunk in your car?
No.
Okay. Michael Hall at Hundy of Murfreesboro is today's good neighbor of the day for going above and beyond to help with a recent issue. Michael is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you want to get in a good neighbor of the day, you can send that in to 615-893-1450. Text the word neighbor to us.
And we'll be back.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Playful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Thanks to a new state law, more than 400 books have been pulled from Wilson County School libraries. That includes a children's book by Dr. Seuss called Wacky Wednesday. In the past, when books were challenged in Wilson County, they went before a book review committee. The committee would then recommend if a book should go on the mature reading list, which allowed parents to make the decision for their child. Republican State Representative Susan Lynn proposed a stricter law. The Senate Library is reviewing all the books and removing any with sexual content, excess violence, and some forms of abuse. Some critics of the new law have said that it's so vague, the Bible could be banned in schools. In Rutherford County, three people are recovering after being rushed to Ascension St. Thomas following a deadly crash on Tuesday morning. The Blackman High School students were traveling around 11 a.m. when they were hit on a notoriously dangerous road. On Wednesday, the Rutherford County School District called the crash a heartbreaking tragedy. Investigators with Murfreesboro's Fatal Accident Crash Team investigators are working to determine if speed was a factor in that crash. Police in Spring Hill have made an arrest after a senior citizen lost nearly $250,000 in what authorities are calling an elaborate scam. The incident reportedly unfolded mid-August of this year when a Spring Hill resident, identified as an 82-year-old woman, started experiencing issues with her YouTube account. She searched on Google for contact information for customer service and spoke with somebody that she believed to be a real customer service agent. Well, her TV began working again, but she added that those working for customer service told her that her bank accounts had been compromised and asked her to transfer money into a Bitcoin account. She's out $250,000, but 36-year-old Fang Yan is in the Murray County Jail. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour here on a Thursday morning. Throwback, throwing it back this morning after in the 7 o'clock hour. That's when we do all the really important things. My show is just kind of a lead up to that great hour of entertainment with Brian Barrett.
Oh, there are thousands that are listening now to you, John.
Oh, at this thousands?
Moment. Yes, absolutely. Mm.
Hey, I was going to ask you, we forgot to do the real fact. I don't want to leave it out. So let's go to that real fact right now.
Facts of life. The facts of life.
Panda bears eat up to 16 hours a day.
Oh, well, you do know something about pandas.
I do now.
How much? They eat how much?
They eat up to 16 hours a day.
They eat up to 16 hours a day. Wow. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the way we do. We eat up about 16 hours a day.
Are we pandas?
No. You know, have you been watching baseball?
I have not.
I have not either. I haven't watched one inning.
I'm not that interested.
I'm not either. Once the Braves were out, I don't like the Mets. I don't like the Phillies. And then, you know, the Mets won that series. I don't like I was kind of pulling for Kansas City.
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't care for Cleveland. I don't care for the Yankees. And now, guess what we've got?
I don't even know.
Yankees Dodgers.
Okay.
And I'm not into that either.
I've got, of course, Dalton's in-laws are big Detroit Tigers fans.
Oh, did not know that.
So, yeah, they're Detroit Lions, Tigers, Michigan football. So
they had a good run.
They
had a good run.
I was kind of pulling for Cleveland since they haven't been there in so long. I think they hold the record for the longest World Series drought.
Right. I would think the media would love the Dodgers, Yankees. I would think that would be.
Well, you got two of the biggest media markets.
Yeah, so they should have pretty good ratings.
I'm definitely not a fan of either of those two teams. Like I said, I didn't even know who made it on the made it to the World Series.
You just shut it off, don't you? Just
yeah.
Once the Braves are not being carried on WGNS, boom, it's over.
Well, I see it on my Hulu suggestions on games to watch, and I saw the Yankees in Cleveland was one of the suggestions last week. So, but no, I didn't watch it.
It's hard to find. They're really hard to find because they're on three or four different stations.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to, of course, you know, if you've got a Roku TV, it'll flash up where you can find them. But like one's on TBS, one's on True TV, or they're both on TBS and True. One was Fox, and then there's, I guess all the World Series games are on Fox. I guess they are.
I think so.
And but, you know, that's where it gets kind of – ESPN had a game or two, you know.
Did you see where Bally had sold the naming rights to FanDuel?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Per reports, Bally Sports sells naming rights to FanDuel Sports. Network sale will be its third reformatting in as many years.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going to be the FanDuel Sports Network.
And who's carrying the Braves?
I don't know that.
I think, is Bally staying their name at all in that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think that then you'll be following the Braves on that, I guess. So if they don't raise the prices and have another, you know, streaming out.
It's always something.
Outage.
Well, you would think that the gambling service FanDuel will have plenty of money.
Well, you know, I changed that. I changed my streaming services like 3 or 4 times for the Braves.
Just to?
I don't know if I'll do it again.
Really?
Yeah. I just start looking at it on my phone.
You can get highlights everywhere.
I'll miss those late nights, though, watching the replay. Those were good times. Today in History's next.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
1939 is the year Benny Goodman records the song Let's Dance. Oh, you can really dance to that. I can just see Bart right now just dancing away. In 1963, Sandy Koufax is unanimous winner of the Cy Young Award. 1979, the Guinness Book of Records presents Paul McCartney with a rhodium disc as an all-time best-selling singer-songwriter. I love that piano right there. Steffi Graf in 1982 plays her first pro tennis match. She's the one that married Andre Agassi, I think.
Yeah. One of the all-time greats.
Yeah. 1989, American televangelist Jim Baker is sentenced to 45 years in prison for fraud, but the sentence is later reduced to 8 years on appeal. He's back in business.
He's back on TV.
Yeah.
Not with Tammy Faye, though.
No. 2017, Albert Einstein's Theory of Happiness, written as a note for a bellboy instead of a tip in Tokyo in 1922, sells for $1.56 million. Unbelievable. Mm. We got Rewind coming up, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 24th, 1962.
Are you content to die there?
The release of the historical horror movie.
Are you ready to grant what I wish?
Tower of London, starring Vincent Price.
Perhaps a taste of the rack would be more to the lovely ladies like me.
This date in 1969.
What are you doing?
The nationwide release of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Stealing your woman?
Starring Robert Redford.
Take her.
And Paul Newman.
Well, you're romantic, and I'll give you that.
And 7 years ago today, I found my thrill. Rock and roll pioneer Fats Domino died
on Blueberry Hill
at 89.
I'm going to Kansas City.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 50. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the middle to upper 80s, winds southwest 5 to 10, and then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 58. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Good morning out on the west side in Bellevue. They're wrapping up an accident. It's going to be on 40 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic in that area is coming eastbound. You got all that traffic coming in from Kingston Springs, Dixon County now coming up through here. It's a minor wreck over to the side. 40 eastbound off-ramp at Fessler's. Some flashing lights over there. It's 24 westbound builds up through the Antioch area in from Murfreesboro. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS checks your Good Neighbor Events. Take advantage of early voting now through the 31st. And Election Day is November 5th. It's also that community yard sale Saturday from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon in the Kittrell Community Park at 8067 the Old Woodbury Pike. That's 8 o'clock Saturday morning until 2 in the afternoon. There are two grief support groups here in the community. One is Wednesday mornings at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The other is a walking grief support group. That's the next morning at 9:30, Thursdays, right there at the Picnic Pavilion at Oaklands Park. And they're both free. Oh, and this Saturday brings Harvest Days to Cannonsburg. It's all free. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS. And let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
And as we enter the last couple of days of dad joke, your record so far, a 4.5, correct?
Yeah.
A 3.8. 8 and a 4?
Four or five something. I thought maybe there was a five. Four. No, that's 4.5. I can't.
Four
remember.
And a half. Yeah. He never gave you a five.
No. He'll never do that.
So now it's time to.
Are you judging today?
I am because I'm the only one here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. You're not going to judge because you give yourself high ratings all the time.
Well, I will preface this by saying that this joke was sent in by Rob Simpson.
Okay.
All right. What dating app do Alabama football fans use?
Five. Oh, no, go ahead. Start over.
What dating app do Alabama football fans use?
I don't know.
Ancestry.com.
Now, see, that's what you get for sending somebody sending it in.
That's why I said Rob sent it in. But
that's pretty good. I'm giving him a four.
If you're a Tennessee fan, you probably like that joke a lot.
Yeah. I give him a good solid four on that. Okay. So, all right, more to come. Man on the Street Newsmakers up next.
CBS News Brief. Striking Boeing machinists have voted no on a new contract proposal that would have given them 35% pay raises over 4 years, but would not bring back a pension plan. CBS's Chris Van Clee from Renton, Washington.
This was definitely a setback for
the aerospace giant, just hours after it reported dismal third quarter earnings that included a loss of about $6 billion in the quarter.
12 days till the election, and Kamala Harris weighed in on claims by former Trump chief of staff John Kelly during a CNN town hall near Philadelphia.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
The former president fired up his conservative base at an event in Duluth, Georgia.
I'm asking you to be excited about the future of our country again. This will be America's new golden age.
He was joined by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. As part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, the Murfreesboro PD is sounding the alarm on part-time job scams that are targeting local residents. Police are on a mission to reduce online scam victims, sharing easy-to-follow tips to keep everybody's bank account safe. Scammers typically start small, asking you to do things like add items to an Amazon cart or follow influencers on Instagram. Suddenly, you're being asked to front money for an exclusive access to tasks that never actually existed. Full details on some of the scams going around are available on our website, WGNSRadio.com. A Blackman High School student died and three others were injured in a Tuesday morning crash on Veterans Parkway near Kingdom Drive in Murfreesboro. Investigators say they're working to determine if excessive speed played a role in the crash that involved three Blackman High School students. Investigators say a 47-year-old driver traveling in an Acura MDX was attempting to turn left onto Veterans Parkway into the path of an Audi A4 sedan, which was being driven by a 16-year-old. Your daily commute is about to get more interesting. The Federal Aviation Administration published new rules that may move toward allowing half-helicopter, half-airplane electric air taxis to start whizzing about the skies. Nearly 900 pages of special regulations were published that spell out how pilots will learn the new subset of aircraft designs. The aircraft can fly like a plane, but take off and land like a helicopter, either at traditional airports or specially built vertiports in urban areas. News on demand 24/7 at WGNSRadio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Dr. Elizabeth Jackson at Advanced Women's Care is our Heart for Healing recipient. A patient said, "There are caring doctors, and then there's Dr. Elizabeth Jackson." In the years that I've been seeing her, Dr. Jackson's knowledge for women's health is mind-blowing, and so is her caring bedside manner. Plus, she is fluent in both English and Spanish. Nothing I could do for her would ever convey my sincere appreciation for her as my doctor, or the way that she's improved my quality of life. Dr. Elizabeth Jackson receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes.
Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online.
LowTCenter.com.
Low T Center.
Reinventing men's health care.
Care.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48, we'll be checking weather in a minute, and we're going to be going to the news at 7 o'clock this morning. How about this theme song? How about this before I go into what we're going to talk about? You know, how about this thing? John and Brian. Oh, John and Brian. John and Brian. You think that's original?
That would only work for 2 days a week.
Oh, no. He'd be like a special guest star. Mm. We just eliminate Dalton's name completely. John and Brian. Does that sound familiar?
You'd have to have more lyrics with it, I think.
Well, I know some talk shows that don't have lyrics like that.
Well, there are some with that one that you're speaking of.
Oh, Rick and Bubba have words?
There's some words in there.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be a problem.
It's Rick and Bubba's in the house. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. And then there's something else after that I forgot.
Okay.
But anyway.
John and Brian in the house. John and Brian. John and Brian. Oh, we can't steal.
Yeah, it'll be over here in a few months anyway.
I do like that. Boom, 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 boom. I do like that.
Do you?
Yeah. We don't really have a theme song. Ours is just like a mixed mash of 8,000 songs.
Well, that's just the way that it
grew.
Well,
yes, unless you go Blankenship's version.
We have 70 some odd opens, I think.
But Blankenship had ours, what I call it, our original opening, original show title, you know.
We have some, you know, that were done by AI.
We have the originals, what I'm saying, though.
I know.
Yeah, we have one.
But, I mean, we have other songs, too. There are several, actually.
We have an AI song.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in at sunrise to the Wake Up Crew. Brian, John, and Dalton got stories new.
Okay, how come we're not using those?
News, talk, sports, they got it all online. On WGS, the station you'll find.
Well, we're not using that. Why are we not using it?
I don't know. We got that one. There's another one.
Oh, you got another one? Oh, Country Fried version of it. Here we go.
With Brian, John, and Dalton, we will wake the town. The Wake Up Crew never bring us down.
Lie.
Their voices like old friends every single day. From the bridge.
break of dawn, daylight our way.
Aww.
Oh, WGS, the station we adore.
Yeehaw!
Bringing news and so much more. From AM to FM, you've been our guide. In every storm and sun, you're by our side.
I like that.
I figured you would.
Why haven't we been using them?
I don't know. I haven't figured out exactly how to use them.
Are they
them.
Not in the rotation yet?
No. No, they're not actual opens. They're just songs. We've got several.
I think you ought to use it as an open myself.
Really?
Yeah. You can always talk into it, you know, that way. You can just over talk it, you know, whatever you call it when you...
Yeah.
So, in fact, let's open tomorrow's show. No, let's open the 7 o'clock hour with one of those two themes.
All right.
You think you can do it?
Yeah, I've probably got some more in here somewhere.
I'm really into that.
Wow.
Because it's so tear-jerking.
Tear-jerking?
I don't like that one, the country one, quite as well, because it's Brian, John, and Dalton.
The other one was, too, and that's why we didn't use them.
Yeah, I don't like either one of them, but now. Okay.
Just forget it.
Yeah, just forget it. Never mind how you brought it up.
What have we spent this whole 4 minutes talking about then?
But I did. Well, I wanted the audience to hear it because I knew we had done something like that, but I'd never heard those. Yeah.
Our engineer, Matt, sent me those, and then I started playing with it, and I've got a couple in there somewhere.
Okay, so, but we were never going to play them.
Like I said, I haven't figured out where, and then you dissed
can you,
them.
Can you play the birthday theme? Can you play that?
I can.
Okay, try that.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, at least we got that one in. 1903, Melvin Purvis was born. He was an American FBI agent that led the manhunt for outlaws like Babyface Nelson, Pretty Boy Floyd, and John Dillinger. He was born in South Carolina and died in 1960.
Well, he was busy.
He was a young man, too, wasn't he? 57. 1915, Bob Kane, the American comic artist and Batman co-creator, born in New York City, New York.
So he was the comic guy then. Yeah.
He and another guy, and Dalton would, if he were here, he'd tell you who that guy is that didn't get credit, but finally now has gotten credit along with Bob Kane. 1936, Bill Wyman, English rock and jazz bassist for the Rolling Stones.
Once had me down under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around.
In 1947, Kevin Kline, American actor, I love this actor, Sophie's Choice, The Big Chill. He was born in St. Louis. 1986, Drake, Canadian actor and rapper.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Ring, ring.
Night when you need my love.
Call me on my cell phone. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. Our good friend. He's our good friend.
Yeah. County Commissioner Pettus Reed.
That's right. Dan, is that Item?
Dan Item, yep.
Jim Sandman. David Lee and Christine Davison, happy birthday.
Birthdays we have so far on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You can call or text in now and get in your birthdays. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Today is National Bologna Day, so have yourself a big old sandwich.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 50. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the middle to upper 80s. Winds southwest, 5 to 10. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 58. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Good morning. Wrapping up this earlier wreck, 40 eastbound off-ramp at Fessler's. Traffic's picking up now quite a bit with that volume through the Mount Juliet area. Here comes that traffic again from Wilson County on 40 westbound on into Hermitage. Donaldson 24 is trying to load up with more volume westbound, passing 840 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, as you continue on into Davidson County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check out the DoorDash Uber Eats delivery. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Stay around for that. Michael Hall at Hyundai is today's good neighbor of the day for going above and beyond to help with a recent issue. Michael's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All righty. Well, if you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. That'll get it here. Also, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor for the good neighbor of the day. Also, birthdays and anniversaries. Don't forget those. You've got about a half an hour to get them in. 615-893-1450. Call or text and be sure we get the name and who it's from, and a phone number. That way we can call them and let them know if they are the Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding winner here this morning. Checking on the latest world news next on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center and the Law Offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
And stay tuned. News is coming up next here on News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Boeing deal rejected.
We will push to get back to the table, and we remain on strike.
On the attack.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
She's totally unfit for office.
Automatic brakes.
Yes, they are getting better.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. No deal. That's the message from striking Boeing machinists who have rejected the company's latest contract offer, prolonging a walkout that's more than a month old.
I think we have the upper hand on Boeing, and it's good to just keep looking for something better.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at a Boeing facility in Renton, Washington.
33,000 workers will stay on the picket line, shutting down the bulk of Boeing's airplane production. The rejected deal called for a 35% wage hike, up from Boeing's initial offer of 25%. It also included increased health and retirement contributions. But the major sticking point for workers remains the loss of their pension. Boeing has said that pension is not coming back.
On the campaign trail, Vice President Harris held a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania, and former President Trump went to Georgia. As the rhetoric in the closing days heats up, here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Former President Donald Trump ignited a packed Duluth, Georgia arena Wednesday night with fireworks ablaze.
We will fight, 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 and win, win, win.
Lighting into his opponent.
She takes her time off. I've gone 52 days in a row, and I'm not taking any days off, that I can tell you.
But he saved his more fiery rhetoric offstage for his former White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, who this week revealed then-President Trump spoke favorably of Adolf Hitler and warned the former president could rule as a dictator if he wins a second term.
It certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
In a post on Truth Social, the former president slammed Kelly as a total degenerate, a lowlife, and a bad general. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked if she thinks Trump is a fascist.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
Trump hit back by falsely claiming the vice president called him Hitler. Many rallygoers said they still stand with the former president.
Did he run this country as a dictator the 4 years he was in? Absolutely not.
CBS's Weijia Jiang is covering the Harris campaign.
In an appeal to undecided voters, Vice President Harris vowed to bring change to the country.
I bring to this role my own ideas and my own experience.
But at times, Harris struggled to provide specifics when asked about policy.
What would you do to bring prices down?
We will have a national ban on price gouging. There are a number of issues that we need to address in terms of bringing down the cost of living.
Harris was pressed on why she now supports a border wall she once ridiculed as stupid.
Remember, Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for it? Come on, they didn't.
But you're agreeing to a bill that would earmark $650 million to continue building that wall.
I pledge that I am going to bring forward that bipartisan bill to further strengthen and secure our border.
Election officials in Georgia say the state stopped a cyber attack believed to have come from a foreign country against the website for absentee ballots. A man has been arrested in Arizona after three separate shootings at a Democratic campaign office. Tempe Police Chief Kenneth McCoy.
We want to reassure our community that when you go to vote, we are committed to keeping you safe.
There's word the Justice Department has warned Elon Musk's PAC that his $1 million sweepstakes to registered voters in swing states may violate federal law. Musk insists it's legal. Now to the Middle East. Israeli forces attacked more targets around Beirut, Lebanon, and Hezbollah sent more rockets toward Israel. CBS's Deborah Pata.
American emergency doctor Mohammed Sube did two missions in Gazan hospitals and is now volunteering in Lebanon, where he told us it feels like the early days of Gaza.
We're seeing kind of the same playbook that was played out.
He told us ambulances transporting patients to hospitals are being targeted, and that just like Gaza, they are treating an overwhelming number of civilian casualties. Israel insists it operates within strict international rules of engagement. But for Sube, it is the faces of the children caught up in both these wars that haunt him.
Think about the child. And if that doesn't move you, I feel like you've kind of lost that nucleus of what it means to be a human being.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
South Korea said today it's reviewing the possibility of sending weapons to Ukraine. It comes after North Korea's move to send thousands of troops to Russia. Today, Russia and North Korea signed a new defense pact. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The question here, assuming they are going to be deployed to fight, is how those first 3,000 North Korean troops will be used. Are they like elite, well-trained commando teams trained and equipped to become a serious threat or just pushed to the front lines like other foreign fighters and mercenaries?
Police in Phoenix have arrested a 17-year-old accused of an ISIS-inspired plot to target last weekend's Pride parade in the city. Event spokesman Jeremy Helfgott.
Happily, the Phoenix Pride Festival and parade went on uninhibited, uninterrupted.
A guilty plea is expected today in the case of a Colorado couple who ran a funeral home and are accused of misspending nearly $900,000 in COVID relief money. Prosecutors say John and Carrie Halford stashed 190 decaying bodies in a storage building and sent grieving families fake ashes. New research from AAA finds automatic emergency braking systems on new vehicles are 50% better at reducing lower-speed crashes than models dating back 8 years. AAA's Greg Brannon.
It was quite a big contrast with all of the current model year vehicles avoiding a collision entirely up to 35 miles an hour.
When it comes to boarding a plane,
we are now inviting those passengers with
small American cars. Airlines is testing new technology that would send an audible signal to a gate agent if someone is trying to get on early with the wrong boarding group. It's been rolled out at 3 airports so far. A scientific panel is recommending that people over 50 get the pneumonia vaccine. The current standard is 65. The CDC is likely to go along with the recommendation. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and 5 Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Toots. This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. And I'm sitting here with my son, Jack.
My second favorite thing at Toots is the mozzarella cheese sticks.
The mozzarella cheese sticks.
I get them every time.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 77 degrees, winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 50. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the middle to upper 80s, winds southwest 5 to 10. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 58. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 54.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's building pretty good now. Coming through the Mount Juliet area on 40 westbound. Coming through that section of Wilson County into Hermitage. It's trying to load up with more volume minute by minute here on 24 westbound. Out of Murfreesboro and Weatherford County up through the Antioch area. It's quite heavy at times, actually, on 24 West at Haywood Lane, Bell Road, as it continues to pick up down from the north on 65 through Millersville. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, if something's going on with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at 991-2358. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
You had a day off in...
Yeah. Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Hey, Mr. Haney, quit
here on News Radio, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Get up! Get your stuff together! Put down that funky soul.
Welcome back into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. It is Thursday. It's October 24th, and it is episode 1519 of the show. We've got high school football coming up tomorrow. It's the next to last week of the regular season this Friday night.
That's right. And don't forget to join Primetime Sports Thursday tonight at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Clark Blair, Danny Brewer, Rod Edwards.
That's right.
They're back. Yeah. Well, yeah, they did this Thursday before football too, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they were just off fall break.
Yeah. I didn't listen to the show; I was busy.
And next Thursday, we will have like a 50-minute primetime sports leading into the Battle of the Borough, and then Friday night we'll have, of course, let's see, it's Rockville at Siegel next week. Tomorrow night, it is Rockville at Blackman. Election Day is 12 days away, and early voting, you've got another 7 days to get that done through October 31st. Fall back to standard time, 10 days, so not this Sunday, but next. And just by the way, for those of you keeping count, Thanksgiving Day, 31 days, or Thanksgiving break for the school system, 31 days. Thanksgiving Day itself in 35 days. So there, look at some of the things you need to know.
That may be the most updated calendar ever.
Well, we try to keep folks informed.
Well, sometimes you do. I think I put a lot of pressure on you, and you kind of lost your game a little bit, and I kind of made a comment. You've kind of picked your game back up a little bit now.
Yeah, it's never good for you. I'm going to add Christmas and New Year's in there sometime soon. Might as well. Maybe Easter.
Oh, okay. Easter, now you're being smart. Like, let's get through Halloween first.
Well, I guess that's true. Let's see. What else do we need to remind you of? Oh, our song of the day. We're looking at, we've got the most annoying songs this week, next week, some Halloween songs, and then the following week, annoying songs part two. But this was considered one of the most annoying songs. Get back, Gruffy. By Scruffy, get back, you flea-infested mongrel.
Boy, he said that really fast, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's pretty good.
That was the low point, according to the one article of the song.
Yeah, you don't like it because you love dogs.
Who let the boys, or boys out? Who let the dogs out? John, I know it's been dry, but I just want to remind folks that, you know, I've seen lots of pictures, people enjoying their fire pit and that kind of thing. This is the annual period of time where you have to get a permit for open burning. So that goes until May 15th.
I'm surprised they're even allowing.
Well,
I
think you're supposed to get a burn permit for that. So
don't they have like roast, wiener roast, and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you got to be careful with
really
all of
dry.
That. It sure is. And another reminder. Thanks to Eddie Taylor for sending this in. The 51st Rutherford County Baseball Organization Hall of Fame Inductions and Old Players Reunion
is Monday, November 11th, the Lane Agri Park. The speaker will be former MTSU and Major League Baseball player Jason Maxwell. Dinner's at 6, doors open at 5, and you can get more information at rucobaseball.org, R-U-C-O-baseball.org. Get signed up. You need to RSVP for that, but that'll be a fun event. Always is. And, let's see, I had a couple of little things to bring to your attention. John, tomorrow I think we're going to talk about the top Halloween candies per state.
Really?
Yeah. What are the top Halloween candies in some states?
And when will
states?
That be? During your hour?
We'll do it sometime, yeah. Okay. Or we can do it through the whole thing. This is a little sports information. You know, last Saturday when Tennessee beat Alabama, they tore down the goalpost. And let's see, Vanderbilt tore down the goalpost when they beat Alabama.
Right.
So, you know when this happens that you're fined.
Right.
So, it's a $100,000 fine. The money goes to the opposing team.
Wow.
So, Alabama's gotten $200,000 from both Vanderbilt and Tennessee.
Well, they'll need it for their new coaching search.
So, they've earned $200,000 this year for losing. But
do you imagine DeBoer is probably under the gun now?
I would think so. Now, you know, Tennessee got money. They got the $100,000 because Arkansas tore down their goalpost when they beat Tennessee.
$100,000. And then you have to buy a new goalpost.
Yeah, and that's a first offense.
How fast can you make a goalpost? Is there a goalpost factory?
Well, I guess.
I mean, because you have to replace it. I mean, where do you get one?
I wonder if you have
Hey, welcome to Bob's Goalpost Emporium. We can get a goalpost if you tear one down.
I just wonder if schools have an extra one just hanging around somewhere.
Maybe they do. That's a good question. We need to investigate that. Maybe we'll get our investigative reporter on that. If anybody can find out, maybe you can Google it.
Let's go to our investigative reporter.
Okay, but why don't you just Google it, and you can find out. You don't have to do it right now, but we'll go through the internet to find it.
Let's see. Let's see if there's anything that pops up real quick.
Oh, you can't wait, can you? You've got to find it.
Schools can replace them by hiring a contractor or an installer.
So there's probably is a company out there that does it.
Yeah.
Or part-time anyway.
Well, when this happened a few years ago, when Tennessee beat Alabama the first time, Tennessee used that as an opportunity to raise money to replace the goalpost.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a lot of moolah.
So, let's see.
What do you do if you throw it in the Cumberland River? I mean,
well, eventually the goalpost got back to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt auctioned off 4-inch pieces for $1,005.
Oh, wow.
And 8-inch pieces for $4,035.
So they made some money there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they figure out a way to make it positive, I guess. All right, speaking of sports, here's some more.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
Night 2 of the NBA saw 10 games on the schedule. The Bucks beat the 76ers in Philadelphia 124-109. Damian Lillard had 30 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo 25 points and 14 rebounds in the win for Milwaukee. For Philadelphia, they did not have stars Joel Embiid or Paul George due to injury. Suns beat the Clippers in LA in overtime 116-113. Kevin Durant 25 points. Bradley Beal 24 points in the win for Phoenix. Grizzlies over the Jazz in Utah 126-124. In his return to the court, Ja Morant from Memphis 22 points and 10 assists. Warriors beat the Trailblazers in Portland 139-104. Steph Curry for Golden State, a near triple-double, 17 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. Hawks over the Nets 120-116. Pelicans without Zion Williamson beat the Bulls 123-111. Williamson out with an illness. Cavaliers beat the Raptors 136-106. Magic over the Heat 116-97. Pacers beat the Pistons 115-109. Hornets over the Rockets 110-105.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services. We are sustainability in action.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Continuing with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS. We're going to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's where we find Hope Rogers and get to talk with her each week on some of the great things that are going on at the Villages. And Hope, you and I were talking right before we went on the air here about some things that makes the Villages of Murfreesboro unique, and we thought we would kind of talk about some of those. And good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Brian Barrett. I'm very well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Always good to catch up with you. And Let's just kind of take these a few at a time here. At the Villages of Murfreesboro, you have several different aspects that make you unique, and one of those is memory care. And we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that, but kind of explain what memory care is and what you do.
We don't talk about memory care enough, and we like to mention, because we have a wonderful memory care assisted living here. They do a great job. The memory care is for those residents that have, you know, mild to moderate cognitive impairments, which, you know, we think of dementia, different types of dementias. And our memory care, the nice thing, well, one of many nice things about it, it's a small unit, and it's very open. So we can have eyes on the residents at all time. We can see their rooms from our nurse's station. So you can see the entire unit, where they eat, where they have activity, out into the courtyard. All of that can be seen from the what I call the nurse's station, but really it looks nothing like a nurse's station. It's more of a bar area with bar stools where the residents pull up and sit and talk to nurses while they're, you know, sitting there charting or whatever, or they have snacks or they do activities. So it makes it very home-like. But yeah, that's just one of the things. You know, it's a secure unit in our memory care, so we're not going to have, you know, that fear of those residents possibly eloping or getting out of the building. They have access to our outdoor courtyard anytime they want to go out there. Again, that is also secure. So it, you know, it gives them that opportunity. If they want to go sit outside on a nice day, they can. We can see them, you know. And for those that need assistance, of course, going out, we would assist them. But we have a lot of people that, you know, walk and like to be out playing with the flowers and the flower beds in the summer and that kind of thing. So yeah, we have a really special unit over here.
And I'm sure that when you talk to family with someone considering the Villages of Murfreesboro, you can talk to them about the amenities and memory care and assisted living and all the different things to assess where they would fit in best there, right?
We would. And of course, you know, 24-hour nursing care, is very important to know that their loved one is going to be taken care of, and that, that staff is here 24 hours a day. And then, of course, we have the resident assistants, you know, or CNAs, as a lot of people refer to them, who are also there providing that care. And, you know, it's a great place for them to be able to bring their loved one when maybe they can't manage them at home anymore, or, you know, they've become frightened to keep them at home for fear that they might get out and wander off. And, you know, you hear about silver alerts all the time, and that's a very scary but very real reality for those living with dementia. So, you know, when they bring them into this type of a care facility, they can come and visit, and they can enjoy their time with them and not be that person that's taking care of them day in and day out and trying to get them dressed and trying to, you know, bathe them in those challenges that often comes with that disease process. So when they're here, they're happy, they're visiting, and they can go home and know that they're safe and secure when they leave them here with us.
Hope Rogers with the Villages of Murfreesboro joining us today. Another thing that makes you unique, you actually have helpers or family staffing that can help with some small tasks for residents that may not be in memory care, just in assisted living with you.
That's true. We actually have a company called, which is our company, it's Good Works at Home. The Villages of Murfreesboro is owned by a company called Good Works Unlimited. And Good Works at Home is a non-medical provider that's here in-house that can kind of provide maybe some extra assistance to those residents who, you know, maybe can't walk their dog every day, or maybe they, you know, want standby assist for a shower because they're just afraid of a fall, or, you know, just those little things, medication management. You know, sometimes as we age, we're on lots of medication and it's hard to manage and keep up with all that. So we can assist them with that. So there's those little things that can be provided to them that they would contract for separately. But, you know, they kind of bridge a gap between one level of care to the next.
And you mentioned pets. Another thing, you're pet friendly.
We are pet friendly. We're very happy about being pet friendly here. Maybe not pet friendly enough. We have, you know, lots of dogs and cats that live here, but I've really been pushing for, you know, dwarf goats, maybe a pony. Sue won't, she's on board. We're just trying to figure out where we could house them, but we're very pet friendly. We love pets.
Maybe a potbelly pig.
A potbelly pig. I mean, you know, I don't know. Why not? I think that would be great. I don't know why, you know, anybody would have an issue with that.
These are just a few of the very unique things that you'll find at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Need to stop in and visit with Hope and Sue at the Villages of Murfreesboro joining us today here on the Wake Up Crew.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
If you need anything, they are right there to help you.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have classes here, and in the morning I go to exercise. They have bingo. The food and the service, they're just great here. And it really is a comfortable place to live.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
I'm sure glad that my son brought me down here, believe me.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House Member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks asking for your vote.
Painful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30. It's a Thursday morning. Throwback Thursday coming up here in just a few.
Yes, it is. And happy birthday today to Pettus Reed, Dan Idem, Jim Sandman, David Lee, and Christine Davison. We've got time for more, though. We've got better hurry.
Yes. So if you've called or text in this morning already, we've got those. We'll announce them coming up here at 8 o'clock. If you haven't had a chance to do so yet, this is kind of your deadline. If you know someone celebrating an October 24th birthday or anniversary, let us know. The number 615-893-1450. You can call or text and let us know who's celebrating.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Before Throwback Thursday, we've got a check of local news, traffic, and weather coming up here for you at 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 77 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 50. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle to upper 80s. Winds southwest, 5 to 10. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 58. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Good morning. Wrapping up an accident over here on Briley Parkway at M Hill Pike. We also had one in Madison, 65 southbound at Briley Parkway. They managed to move all those vehicles over to the side. And a little bit of rubbernecking going on here on 65 south in Madison at Briley Parkway as everybody drives by that crash. Still a lot of volume coming in right now. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County as it continues to build in Wilson County, Mount Julian area, westbound I-40 into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. In Rutherford County, three people are recovering after being rushed to Ascension St. Thomas following a deadly crash on Tuesday morning. The Blackman High School students were traveling around 11 a.m. when they were hit on a notoriously dangerous road. On Wednesday, the Rutherford County School District called the crash a heartbreaking tragedy. Investigators with Murfreesboro's Fatal Accident Crash Team investigators are working to determine if speed was a factor in that crash. Thanks to a new state law, more than 400 books have been pulled from Wilson County School libraries. That includes a children's book by Dr. Seuss called Wacky Wednesday. In the past, when books were challenged in Wilson County, they went before a book review committee. The committee would then recommend if a book should go on the mature reading list, which allowed parents to make the decision for their child. Republican State Representative Susan Lynn proposed a stricter law that said the libraries reviewing all the books and removing any with sexual content, excess violence, and some forms of abuse. Some critics of the new law have said that it's so vague, the Bible could be banned in schools. Police in Spring Hill have made an arrest after a senior citizen lost nearly $250,000 in what authorities are calling an elaborate scam. The incident reportedly unfolded mid-August of this year when a Spring Hill resident, identified as an 82-year-old woman, started experiencing issues with her YouTube account. She searched on Google for contact information for customer service and spoke with somebody that she believed to be a real customer service agent. Well, her TV began working again, but she added that those working for customer service told her that her bank accounts had been compromised and asked her to transfer money into a Bitcoin account. She's out $250,000, but 36-year-old Fang Yan is in the Murray County Jail. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS.
Do you remember thee?
Yes, it is a Thursday, and it's time to throw it back. Looking back this morning at the year 1972.
We're really going to need the background music for this. You know what?
Yeah, I guess we do, don't we?
Something.
Well, speaking of that, in the 72 presidential election, Richard Nixon defeated Democrat George McGovern.
Landslide.
He carried 49 of 50 states.
Yeah, boy. Those were the days.
That occurred.
That hadn't happened in a long time.
That occurred only one other time in U.S. political history, and that was 1984.
Was that Bush?
That was Reagan Mondale.
Reagan. Okay.
Mondale won his home state and the District of Columbia, and that's it. 1972, the last U.S. ground troops withdrawn from Vietnam. The Equal Rights Amendment passes both houses of Congress and sent to individual states for ratification. And by 1977, 35 U.S. states had approved the amendment. The Watergate scandal began to unfold in 1972. So Nixon got in, but it wasn't too long after that until he had to resign.
You know, and that was totally so unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to win big, and it was about the election. He, you know, trying to find information. And I'm sure that was done before and has been done afterwards. But, you know, that was so – he didn't need it. He didn't need that. And that just really soured his presidency.
Sure did.
Because he was overall one of the best foreign affair president we ever had.
The Oakland Athletics won the World Series, the Dallas Cowboys the Super Bowl, and the Boston Bruins the Stanley Cup. There was a Major League Baseball strike in 1972 as well, a 13-day strike. And let's see. Let's go down to a few grocery prices. Apples were 47 cents for a 3-pound bag. Bread, 33 cents for a 1-pound loaf. And eggs were 39 cents a dozen. Oh, for the days.
And yeah, but I made like $2.45 an hour.
That's true. Some of the other sports champions, the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA championship. And UCLA, the NCAA men's basketball championship. The NCAA football champions, USC.
They were big at one time, USC.
Sure were. And going down to maybe some of the, here's some slang. We haven't done this in a while. Some slang from the 70s. Bomb. It's the bomb, meaning it was cool. Let's boogie. Let's dance. A bummer would be bad news. We still use some of those terms.
Yeah.
Dude, that's when it became popular in 72. As we look at the most...
Bruh?
Yeah, that came a little later. Okay. Here are the top 10 television shows from 71-72. The Mary Tyler Moore Show, number 10. Adam 12 from NBC, number 9. Funny Faces on CBS, number 8. Mannix on CBS was number 7. Sanford and Son, NBC, number 6. Number 5, the ABC Movie of the Week. Number 4, Gunsmoke from CBS. Number 3, Marcus Welby, MD on ABC. Number 2, The Flip Wilson Show on NBC. And number 1, All in the Family on CBS.
Yeah, all in the family rules for about 4 years. And I remember Flip Wilson. He was big for a couple of years. Then it kind of tailed off. Gunsmoke had been moved to Monday nights, and that brought new viewers to them on Monday nights. So,
MASH, The Waltons, Emergency, Sanford and Sons, those shows all debuted that year, along with The Price is Right, the game show. That's
the nighttime
still on.
Version?
No.
Oh, the game, just the game.
The daytime game show. The most popular movies from 1 to 5, The Godfather. Poseidon Adventure, that's right. What's Up, Doc? Deliverance and Deep Throat.
Did you ever see Deliverance?
I've seen parts of it. That's too scary for me.
Oh, it's not scary. just about 3 minutes of it.
Yeah, that's too much for me. Well, those...
That hand comes out of the water, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is kind of wild. Some things that happened in the year 1972 on Throwback Thursday.
America is under assault from communist China, and it's happening right here in Tennessee. For years, they've spied on our military bases and stolen our most advanced technology. But now, communist China is coming for our farms, buying up tens of thousands of acres, endangering our food supply, and giving them a bird's-eye view of our most sensitive military bases. Listen to Tennessee farmers talk about the threat from communist China.
China is buying up land all over America.
Farmland.
Land, new military bases.
And right here in Tennessee.
And I ain't happy about it at all.
Marsha Blackburn won't stand for it.
Marsha Blackburn has led the fight to stop communist China from buying up our land.
Marsha will put an end to it.
That woman is strong.
She's tough.
This is America.
And every day Marsha Blackburn is fighting to keep it that way.
Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, time to put a bow on this show. It's Thursday, October 24th at 7:43, just about here in a couple of ticks of the old clock. And saying good morning to Michael Hall at Hyundai of Murfreesboro, our good neighbor of the day, for going above and beyond with a recent issue for someone who wrote in to tell us about that. So, Michael, congrats. Michael Hall receives flowers today as the good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So if you'd like to send in a good neighbor nomination, text the word neighbor to our number or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those are the two ways that you can get in a good neighbor announcement to us, and we'll take care of the rest. Taking care and powering the Wake Up Crew is Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take charge of your account and energy usage with the MyMTE app. Just download it in the App Store, manage your account, enhance your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
So this was sent in by Rob Simpson. And if you're an Alabama football fan, you will not rate this one very high. What dating app do Alabama football fans use?
I don't know what.
Ancestry.com.
Replay.
We apologize for all you Alabama fans out there.
There probably are a few.
David Limbaugh is.
Yeah.
And he's a listener, or was.
Now, those Tennessee fans... they're probably going to tell that joke all day today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll increase our ratings.
See, there you go. There's always
poor,
the other
poor
side.
Poor David. He's going through a rough stretch right now.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Alabama. I'm sure everyone feels so sorry for them.
I've loved you
What have we learned on the show today?
So you always depend on me for this.
Oh, well, I have something, too. Oh,
but Dalton doesn't do anything.
Oh, I know. He what just, do you expect?
He just sits there. We talked about the skunk that's the skunk odor that's still in my car for some reason.
You're getting a car wash today.
I'm going to try that. Talked about baseball, that we're not following it.
That's true.
I said, but I used to follow it. I don't know.
There's a big baseball hubbub in Tennessee, in Nashville.
There is?
Yeah. The White Sox guy saying he might move the White Sox out of Chicago, and Tampa Bay may be moving, and Nashville is apparently number one on MLB's list of
really?
Cities. Yep, number one. Overwhelming number one.
Where are they going to put them?
The metal scrapyard that's downtown beside where the new stadium is going.
Are they really?
That's what I've heard.
I didn't think they'd ever go back to downtown.
Yeah, that's supposedly being sold. They're looking at that, or maybe, you know, Williamson or Rutherford or Wilson County, somewhere in there. But yeah.
Well, because the downtown, they're kind of going away from that again. They went back to it for a while, then they coming back. Let's see. I wrote down openings. What does that mean?
That's the AI openings.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind of lukewarm, I thought. Didn't really, you know.
You didn't like them because it has my name first.
Yeah.
We talked about goalpost and, you know, the $100,000 fine that Tennessee and Vanderbilt have gotten. You asked the question, what do they do? Do they just have a goalpost guy that they have? Apparently, Vanderbilt has a backup goalpost on hand all the time. And they have, I mean, it could be damaged in the storm, too, but a rowdy post-game celebration, sure. So they installed the new goalpost, and they ordered a backup, and it takes about a week to arrive. So.
Well, and somebody has to put the goalpost in.
Yeah, I'm guessing the maintenance or somebody. So there you go. We'll let that be our stupid, silly stat of the day, too, I guess. Why not?
That's kind of getting lazy, aren't you?
It's kind of fun.
Getting kind of lazy on that.
Everybody has a backup goalpost. You ask.
I always look forward to that silly, you know.
Well, that was it.
Oh, okay.
That was it. And